Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This. I own you. How about that? It's Doug Steffens' good day. It's not Ray Momino's good day. It's not Joe Smith's good day. It's not Paul Sullivan's good day. It's Doug Steffens' good day. I
recognize.
Own. Right. I'm going to see if I can. I'm calling Mariah Carey to see what she did wrong so she couldn't be the queen of Christmas. I want to be the king of good day. How
well,
do we do that?
Huh? You can be king of good day because it is your show. Whereas Mariah Carey was trying to take a title and a name that multiple people should be able to use.
Really?
Think about Candace Cameron Bure and Lacey Chabert and other people who are always on the Christmas TV movies.
Yeah. We can't have that.
They're also kind of queens of Christmas.
Yeah. Actually, in reality, I do own good day. I do own the trademark. I had a fuss a few years ago with one of the Fox stations because Fox TV was using Good Day in their moniker for their TV shows in certain cities. And I sent my lawyer sent a letter to them reminding them that I owned Good Day.
Good for and you. Oh, I remember, what was it, Good Day LA?
Yeah.
But, back in the day. Yeah.
No more. That's all right. Other people ought to be able to use it. It's okay. I just don't want somebody to come along in the radio world, which is the reason I did it is because somebody did do that. When I started doing this program back in 1990, it was called Good Day. When I started in 88, it was called Good Day. And then I was entangled with a guy in 1992 who was a thief, literally and figuratively, and he wanted to steal everything. So when I realized how bad he was, I left. And the fellow who took over that time spot in that particular circumstance kept using Good Day. He's on KRLA in Los Angeles with Jennifer. His name is Larry Marino. Good guy. But and he had nothing to do with the guy who owned the place telling him, you better use Good Day. And so I called him and said, well, you use it at your own peril. And it didn't take long for the program to go away anyway, because it wasn't as good as this one.
Heck, yeah. Plus, even the trademark committee agreed.
Yes, they did. All right. So here we are starting another hour of conversation. This is a Thursday conversation. November the 17th is upon us. Here's some good news for you to think about, to cogitate. Parks departments all across the country are beginning to offer free all-terrain wheelchairs. This reminds me of the story from yesterday of the woman in the wheelchair. They got nabbed for filling up the wheels with cocaine, right? So this has nothing to do with that, but it's kind of interesting that we have two important wheelchair stories in 1 week. Who would have thunk it? Anyway, so this is a way to help visitors who are disabled going through nature, in a sense.
Yeah, it's like an all-terrain wheelchairs.
Yeah.
And those are expensive. And honestly,
what do the tires look like on an all-terrain wheelchair? It would be thick, clunky.
Hefty.
Tires, right? Exactly. You
don't
get stuck in the rocks and then the whatever. This is in Colorado, Michigan, and South Dakota. National Park Service says that they are adding off-road wheelchairs to a lot of different park resources. They weigh 500 pounds, so they're motorized. That's how they work. You don't have to push them. Some of these people, have you seen some of the, when they have the all the wheelchair races in Boston? I think, do they do it with other marathons? I know in Boston I've seen them. The men and women who are pushing those chairs, the muscles that they have, unbelievable, because they're using their arms to do everything. And it pushes them. I remember, I think I interviewed once a woman who won the wheelchair race for women. She had huge arms, and she was so proud, and she should have been. All those people that do that stuff, that's amazing. That takes endurance, it takes dedication, it takes a lot of hard work.
You're using the same muscles over and over and over again, where with a lot of other things, you're using more of your full body. It's so impressive.
Yeah. So anyway, the first state that tried this is Colorado. Their Staunton State Park Track Chair Program, with the free wheelchair access, the regular entrance fee, so you have to pay more if you have one of these wheelchairs. That's kind of cool. And so now in Michigan, they also have them in there. So they have 12 different state parks, and they're launching these things there. Georgia and Minnesota joining that group. They wrapped up a pilot program in Minnesota that tested chairs in 5 parks. So apparently these people, obviously, they talk, there's the National Association of Parks, probably, and they talk to each other about these things, and this becomes a great way to get recreation available for people who otherwise wouldn't have access. This is very cool. Life-changing for a lot of these people, I'm going to bet, right? They only have 5 chairs in Minnesota. That's interesting, because they're expensive.
They are called action track. And it makes sense for them to offer this because a lot of people, how often are you going to these parks where you would need these wheelchairs?
Yeah, so
a lot
true.
Of people don't have them. They don't have the funds. They don't have the actual need to continuously use these chairs. So to have them at the parks departments where you can rent them there, it really is wonderful.
Let's see here, Amy Copeland, who after being involved in an accident lost several extremities to a flesh-eating bacteria. Outdoors woman. She wasn't going to let the disability interfere with her love of nature, so she established the Amy Copeland Foundation, which recently raised a couple of hundred grand for chairs for the Georgia Department of Natural Resources. Now, that looks like something to be proud of as well. She said, I started this out of my own passion. See how many people share my passion. Not only people with disabilities, but everybody. It's incredible. It really is to see all of this. So congratulations to her and to them. She's going to do a number of different states. Apparently she has connections in other states. So that's a goal and a half. You know what? If you're looking for, this happens at this time of year, Thanksgiving a little, but at Christmas time, there are lots of opportunities for people to give to these sorts of things as a gift. In the name, my daughter, for example, always gives money in my name to the Heifer Foundation, which saves cattle all over the world, saves dairy cattle especially. Heifers are female cows. You know that, right? Do I have to explain that? Is that pretty well known?
I don't think everybody would know that. I know that from my mom growing up on the farm. I don't think that's a common thing.
All right, well, anyway, so the heifer thing. But there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of these things, the opportunity to give. If you have the ability, maybe you just give 40, 50 bucks, give 100, 200, whatever it is. But that's one of the many things. There are lots, as I say, hundreds of these opportunities to give something. So if you don't know what to get someone, and instead of wasting a lot of time and money getting somebody something that they really don't need, they don't want, it's of no value to them, just to get them a present, find something. If you know them well enough to give them a present, you probably know them well enough to know what they might support in terms of a charity. Most everybody gives something to a charity, right? Do you think anybody?
I would think so, yeah. Everybody has something that's close to their hearts that is like a good deed situation. I think a lot of people really do value those types of gifts where there is a monetary donation to a charity in their name.
Yeah. All right. It's 9:15. For those of you who have been asleep for the past week, it looks like the Republicans have won control of the House of Representatives, overtaking the Dems by a very small margin. And so let's see, what is that going to do to Joe Biden? There's a divided Congress, so you know what that means. Dems have control of the Senate. A lot of people are asking, what does that mean for Nancy Pelosi? She's going to stay there, but other than that, she's 82, 84, 86, something like that.
I think 82, 83, 82.
Yeah. So she would, I'm sure she represents, I'm sure the people in her district would keep electing her until, you know, they'd probably vote for her if she was gone. Because that's the way some people are with their politicians, whatever else is there. Is it important to know what she has in store for her? I don't know. I just think that there's a lot of focus on this. And it's unnecessary focus. There's too much focus on one person. Like, there's way too much focus on Kevin McCarthy. And I don't know. The interesting thing about these two, or anybody, I'm going back to the time when Tip O'Neill was the Speaker of the House, when there was real power and force and things were getting done. And Tip O'Neill was in there during the Reagan administration, and he and Reagan were great friends. They used to get together. The stories were... almost every Friday night, they'd get together in the White House, have a bourbon, and talk about what they can do. And the result was things like the big dig in Boston. Tip O'Neill represented Boston in Congress, and they needed, I remember this when I was a kid, because you couldn't get to the airport unless you decided to spend like 2 hours in traffic, because it was always jammed up. The two other tunnels were always jammed. The airport's on the other side. It's under the harbor. So anyway, they made a deal one Friday night for the big dig. Reagan agreed to sign a bill that would give the money. At the beginning, it was $5 or $6 billion. By the time it was done, this is one of John McCain's pet peeves when he was a senator. It cost $14 billion to build the thing. Originally, it was $5 billion. But for in exchange for that, Reagan got some concession on some bill that he needed. I don't even remember what it was, but I remember it was a great horse trade. Those things are not done now. And why aren't they done is the question. Why? Mm-hmm. Why can't Mitch McConnell get along with his counterpart in the Senate and make the deals so they get things done? Let's do it. 18 after the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy 5 of the same item in store or online with 1 hour pickup. Staples, the best kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
And now a small business setback delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? Bon, Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave marin, revient de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Croissance for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
Silver has
has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Here she is, Jay Kirshner, really good at her job, along with the Dougster on Good Day. This is the social media trending portion of this hour, with usually a focus on names you know, celebrities like Robert Clary. How many people listening to me right now remember Robert Clary? If you do, that's cool. He was the Auschwitz survivor, Corporal LeBeau, on Hogan's Heroes. Then you can say, okay, what's Hogan's Heroes? I'm sure James Collins is going to say, huh? What's Hogan's Heroes? I think you, Jay, you know what Hogan's Heroes was, right?
I've never seen it, but I've heard of it.
Yeah. Anyway, he was a Frenchman who came to America, and he was very good in this role. He was the last living member of the show's original cast. When he was a teenager, he and his family were taken to Auschwitz, where his parents were killed in the gas chamber there. He said, my mother, most remarkable person he recalled, she said, behave yourself. She probably knew me as a brat. Behave yourself. Do what they tell you to do when they were in Auschwitz. Imagine that. Mm-hmm. And he carried over. That was the role he played in Hogan's Heroes.
Yeah.
Hogan's Heroes was a comedy. But he was a captive for 31 months in a Nazi concentration camp.
Well, and he was one of 14 children, and
yeah.
10 of his siblings died at the camp. And he could sing, and he was basically entertainment for them. He sang, and he was in good health at his age, and he really credits that for his survival there. Every Sunday, he had somebody that was playing the accordion, and he would sing, and he would entertain them.
Yeah. Well, quite the story for sure. A little bit on Jimmy Fallon and the rest in peace thing that's going on with the Tonight Show after this. Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers, so you don't have to do that, and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777. Yeah, you may be able to explain this better. Jimmy Fallon, what's this resting R.I.P.
Yeah.
On Twitter? What the heck is that?
Yeah, there was a Jimmy Fallon death hoax. The hashtag R.I.P. Jimmy Fallon was trending on Twitter, and it all went along with the whole spend $8 and get a verified check mark on Twitter, that whole situation. Somebody did an account and changed the spelling of Jimmy's last name, Fallon, from instead of two L's, one was a capital I. So it looked like an official account. It had the check mark and everything. And they tweeted out that it's with heavy hearts we announced the passing of late night legend, husband, and father of two, Jimmy Fallon, 1923 to 2022. So
it's not funny.
It's not. It's not funny at all. But I think it's also like one of those things where people are trying to prove how easy it is to manipulate the system, and people believe it if there's a check mark. But also 1923 to 2022, he's not 99 years old.
No. Donald Trump had it done to him, Cosby, McCartney, Tom Cruise. Come on. Get a life.
Yeah, death hooks are not funny.
Get a life. 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, many of us say goodbye to our dogs. We say goodnight before we go to sleep. We ask them if they're hungry and if they need to go outside. We even ask them what's the matter if we suspect they're not feeling well. Yes, yes, many of us do these things, and subsequently, our dogs begin to understand some basic vocabulary. Any animal that has the inherent intelligence to know when the refrigerator door is open, even if he's sleeping in a second-floor bedroom on the opposite side of the house, and can get down to that refrigerator faster than a speeding bullet, has the basic intelligence to comprehend not only simple words, but more than a few complex thoughts as well. The question is, does your four-footed best friend want to bother to understand you? And if so, does he want to let on that he does? Because once he opens that can of worms, folks, he's in trouble. He knows that you know that he understands exactly what I'm talking about. You know, one of the most important things I do as a behaviorist is establish better relationships between pets and the people they live with. And part of establishing that relationship is really having conversations with your pet. Not just sit, stay, and down, but talk politics and religion. Watch the relationship change. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Progressive presents today's to-do list for your dog.
Check front door. Check window. Check other window. Rest chin on ground. Look into distance. Bark for no reason. Check front door. Check window. Check other window.
Your pet has a very busy schedule, so it's up to you to make sure they're protected. That's why Progressive Car Insurance covers your pets for up to $1,000 if they're ever in a car accident with you.
Chase shiny ball. Lose shiny ball. Find shiny ball. Eat shiny ball.
Get coverage for your pets with any auto policy from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage for cats and dogs included with a purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy term.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The number two donor to the Democrat Party, Sam Bankman-Fried, was the man in charge when FTX cryptocurrency failed and filed bankruptcy, costing the American investor billions of dollars with the help of celebrities like Tom Brady, his ex-wife, NBA players, and Hollywood, California elitists. Extradition for Bankman-Fried in the Bahamas is being considered. Representative Democrat Maxine Waters dodged a Fox News question, should Democrats give back donations from their money man?
Well, I don't want to get into that. As a matter of fact, both sides, Democrats and Republicans, have received donations.
Republicans will flip control of the U.S. House of Representatives after 4 years. Republican wins in California and New York Wednesday from the midterm elections helped the party clinch the 218 seats needed. Projected Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
Washington now has a check and balance. The American people have a say in their government.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Today, Thanksgiving 2022. Are you prepared? Do you have things already bought? Are you starting to cook? Is that your thing? What are you doing for Thanksgiving other than being on the radio with me?
Can you imagine already cooking now, a week away? That's some, like, hearty leftovers.
Well, put them in the freezer. You got a big freezer. Everybody has freezers now, which is good. I have freezers all over the place because of the ice cream stuff. I think I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I think I have 9 big freezers that we use to hold the ice cream that we sell every weekend on the farm in the good weather. We're out of that now. Farm closed last week. We started a winter farmer's market, and we figure nobody's going to want ice cream in the middle of the winter. So we'll put it away. Or actually, it's all been put in quarts. So if you want some, put your order in, Jay, and I'll make sure you get some.
Oh, yes, please.
Yeah. Yes, please. Okay, so we're on the Good Day program, and we know that it's did promise that you would hear us live on Thanksgiving Day, and that will be the day, that'll be the day that we say hello. So if you want to enjoy the only live program, that's one of the things I love about doing the programs on holidays, because we're the only ones that are on the air live. So you want to know what's going on in the real world that day? Lots of people are tuned. Lots of people are alone. There are tons of people who are alone on the holidays. They have no companionship.
They really are.
Around.
Especially Thanksgiving. And I think a lot of people think, too, that, oh, people only listen to the radio when they're in their car on their way to work, from work, and people aren't going to be traveling to work. That has never been more untrue with especially smart speakers anymore.
Yeah. People. Hook up on your iPhone or whatever it is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. GoodDayShow.com. That's how you do it. Here's some good news. Scientists growing human red blood cells in a laboratory. A laboratory. This is very important. A lot of patients die because they can't get their own blood type. There's more and more. I just made an appointment yesterday to give blood in a couple of weeks because I try to do it two, three, four times a year, depending on how much time I have, because it takes a couple of hours to do it. But it's good for your body. And it's good for people who need transfusions. They're good for people who have ultra-rare blood types. Get as much as you can they call it the blood bank, and they keep the stuff chilled.
And there's always shortages, or something happens, and a truck carrying the blood supply crashes, or there's a malfunction with the freezers or equipment that is holding where the blood is stored. There's always something that goes on. Murphy's Law.
Type A, B, O, and AB blood types. I go to Emerson College. That's a broadcasting school. I go to Emerson Hospital over in Concord, and they tell me when I go in, I have A positive blood, I think that's what it is, that they'll use the blood oftentimes the same day I give it. They have a very active operating central there, and so they use the blood. A lot of places, it's hard to find. The local hospital, they used to have the blood bank, and then they couldn't make any money with it, because now the hospitals, many of them are owned, and they're for profit, which is okay, except you ought to be able to offer all services to people in your area, because everybody needs some rare, strange thing, cancer center, whatever it is. So this is very good to know. They'll start it there. They're trying to help people who have sickle cell anemia, for example. Those people have to have blood transfusions all the time. And then there are, sometimes people get the wrong blood type. Ooh, what does that do to your system? I need to ask Dr. Ken that, or Dr. Jack. What happens when you get a transplant? They use the wrong blood. Ugh, that can't be the right. Well, anyway. So this is good. That's the potential. This is great. They develop it. It'll go all around the world fast, and it'll help lots of people. So congratulations to them. Texas, our headquarters now at Dallas. James Collins is at the studio in Dallas, not in the region where there was a 5.3 magnitude earthquake earlier today. Western Texas, southern New Mexico. It was actually late yesterday and early today. It depends on where you were. This is northwest of the Pecos. This is very famous writing. A lot of stuff happened in the Pecos. This is east of El Paso. And it's east and north a little of El Paso. Occurred yesterday afternoon, local time. Data from the U.S. Geological Survey says the earthquake was felt as far east as Dallas. How about that? Far north as Roswell, New Mexico. But you didn't feel it, James, right? You didn't feel
anything. No, I slept right through it.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
That's like being rocked to sleep.
Right, exactly. Well, better than sleeping through being on the program with us, I guess.
Oh, never. Yeah, never.
Yeah. So I need some help with this, Jay. You're someone I turn to whenever I have a problem, like I have most every day on social media. I need to fix things.
I was going to say, if it's your Facebook page, like the Doug Steffen one, that's a straight-up Facebook problem.
Yeah, well. So this is not Facebook, this is Twitter. With all the focus on Twitter and Elon Musk, I have started looking around Twitter because I'm not happy with Facebook in a number of ways, and Instagram. My children have a lot of stuff on Instagram. So I've tried to figure out, I'm late to the game, I know, but I was trying to figure out Instagram and its uses, pretty much stories and pictures, and I like that. And then there's Twitter, which seems to be a place where angry people go. That's what I'm getting. I just found a Twitter. This is, I don't even know how to, I don't know how to address this.
Is the word you're looking for?
Cesspool. Here's the, it's called White People Twitter. And all they do in there is name and shame people who are not white. How in the world is this exist? Is this what Elon Musk is trying to get rid of?
Wouldn't that go against the guidelines against bullying?
I would. I'd listen. That's why I asked you. But you want to go there and look at what I'm looking at? White people Twitter, people tweeting stuff. They apparently allow tweets from anybody. And I'm just looking at the rules. There's a rules page here that I found as I nosed around a little bit. What is, you know, what's acceptable and what isn't acceptable and how the rules are and yada, yada, yada. And so there are a number of different things here. Something about Whoopi Goldberg. And then somebody pointing out, one of the users pointing out that this is targeted harassment, promoting hate based on identity, threatens violence, and then it comes out that it's spam. Huh?
Handle is White People Twitter? I just typed it in and nothing's even coming up.
Really? So how come I got it on my Twitter page? Where'd that come from?
I don't know. Somebody put a hex on your social media.
This came through it. If you go to Reddit, you probably will find it there. There's a connection between Reddit and Twitter, apparently. I haven't been on. I remember Reddit from a long time ago. Is it still of any value at all? Reddit.
Oh yeah, yeah. There. Yeah. A lot of people are still using Reddit.
So here's some political stuff on Reddit. The focus here. I'm just going to look at a couple of different things. Carrie Lake and the fact that she's going to challenge her. Apparently, she has not conceded yet. She's thinking about mounting a legal challenge to the results of the election. You knew that was going to happen. Say what? Yeah, at the beginning she
warned us ahead of time. She did say if she lost that she would challenge it because
she knew she was going to lose, and she deserves to lose. But in this circumstance, now just to get attention, I mean that's she's kind of an attention bug, it seems to me, and the psychological makeup of somebody who has made. Now you can say, oh, yeah, it just depends on where your head's at. Now, I'm pretty much a marvelous middler, and so when I look at these things and I think to myself, what would I do if, who would I have voted for if I were in Arizona? I would have voted for Kelly for Senate. There was not, that was a challenge, too, because he's an astronaut. That's my thinking. I wouldn't care. I didn't care what party he was in. I just say, hey, this guy's cool. He's an astronaut. I'm voting for him. So anyway, the Carrie Lake thing is here. Ron DeSantis. There's stuff about Ron DeSantis on both sides. The Trumpers don't like him. The headline is, DeSantis has reached a perilous point. It's inevitable if he decides he wants to be a candidate for president, that he's going to go up against Trump. So what does that do for
people? But didn't he say he wasn't going to run specifically because he didn't even want to get in that fighting ring?
But that doesn't, I'm talking about stuff that's on Twitter. That doesn't stop people from putting up all kinds of stuff.
Oh, for sure. And to go back to something we discussed about the Jimmy Fallon death hoax and where somebody tweeted out that he was dead and his date of birth and the date of death, the year, would show that he was 99. And it's not only are death hoax not okay, but it also goes to show that people don't do their own research. They see something and then they share it and they run with it. Nobody even noticed that. It was hard to notice because the Fallon, instead of two L's, one was a capital I. So that kind of was tricky to the eye. But the whole year to year, year of birth, year of death, he's not 99. He's nowhere near 99. And no, a lot of people didn't catch that at first before sharing and giving their condolences.
Yeah. And then there's something, it just sort of looks like a report on Mitch McConnell, who apparently easily won re-election as the leader of the Republicans in the Senate. Rick Scott of Florida, another Florida. Look at all the attention that's being given or being grabbed by Floridians in terms of politics and politicians. Why do you suppose that is? That'd be a question I'd like to ask, just to get, maybe this is something that you ask on our social media, Facebook and Instagram. It's at Good Day Radio Show, and on Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. What is it that is in the water in Florida that gets so much attention for their politicians? Nobody pays any attention to the politicians from Idaho, do they? Who knows the name of one politician from Idaho?
That's a good point. It's like
zero.
DeSantis and Newsom totally took all of the oxygen out of the room for the last, what was it, last year?
Yeah. Yeah. Newsom is another one. I know my liberal friends think he's the greatest thing since sliced bread. As a part-time resident of California, trust me on this, he's not the greatest thing since sliced bread. Then he tried to, and he was almost unsuccessful because he got behind Karen Bass, who was a congresswoman, and she ran for mayor of Los Angeles against Rick Caruso, who's got a lot of shopping malls, including the Grove. He's very controversial. Apparently that went down to the wire, and she's won by a few votes, not a lot, but at any rate, she's won. But that was something. The reason I bring that up at this point is because there are these races that were tight in areas where you would have thought somebody like Karen Bass would be a shoo-in because of the liberal makeup of the voting public, or at least that's what folks think. And, you know, you have the division. Los Angeles County is normally quite liberal, whereas Orange County, which is just south of it, is quite conservative or quite right of center. I don't like using those terms, liberal and conservative, because I don't think they apply in the political world.
Well, there are conservative Democrats and liberal Republicans.
Yeah,
so.
The red dog Democrats. Yeah, those are, yeah, you know, the red. You know what that term is, right? Red dog Democrats. A lot of them from the south. Yep. All right, anyway, so that's enough politics because it's 48 after. Let's take a breath.
Paid for by government.com. The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Fine.
stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Past the hour now on the Thursday Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. Our focus now, as it is every day at this time, is on your farm. You have a farm, food, family, the connection between all three. And we unfortunately, sadly, pretty much every day have a recall to report to you. And today is no different. This is a Tyson Foods problem. They become way too big. Chinese government's trying to buy them like they did Smithfield pork. I don't know if that accounts for the quality, but anyway, they have to recall about 100,000 pounds of ground beef that may contain mirror-like material. Huh? What does that mean? The chips of mirrors?
Right, that's what I think, like something, one of the pieces of equipment broke.
Well, what's a mirror doing? What are they doing with a mirror? And a chain of beef production products. What is it when they have a mirror for?
It's a different kind of beef.
Huh?
What? Nothing.
Yeah. Okay. Da 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 da. Anyway, 5 and 10 pound bits of Hill County Fair 73% lean ground beef and 80% lean ground chuck sold at various markets throughout Texas. The product has a freeze-by date of November 25th. Tyson said he recalled these products. They've been removed from store shelves wherever they were out. But if you bought some, anything, this is what I would do if I were you. Anything with a Tyson label on it that's not chicken, not poultry, anything that's a beef product, I'd bring it back to the store and get the full refund that you deserve, right? Bring it back to the store, anything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like Tyson stuff anyways. I don't. The guy who, the original Tyson, the family, the father, was kind of a thug.
Well, and you know that those animals are not being well cared for prior to their death.
No.
And that just really stinks.
No. All right, Sam's Club is in the focus with their Wiener War right after this. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just pillows? MyPillow has given the same attention they've given to their pillows to the new Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The cotton in the Giza Dream Sheets is the world's best, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable. Made in America, the weave gives them a fabulous finish. Have you sleeping like a dream? Available in lots of different colors and sizes. It's all machine washable and durable. All Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, for people listening to the Doug Stephan Good Day program, you get a special bed sheet sale. Giza Sheets, $29.99. That's 60% off. Go to MyPillow.com. Sleep better with MyPillow.com by using the DS code, MyPillow.com, for the Giza Sheets special. All right, so Sam's Club has started a wiener war. So how do you say that with a straight face? Right? Remember the chicken sandwich wars of yesteryear? Fast food chains trying to outdo each other with poultry placed between the buns. You know, that was something that was it was kind of silly, but all of that stuff has died down, or you thought it did. But now Sam's Club is lowering the price of its hot dog and soda combo from $1.50 to $1.38.
Mm-hmm. They're like, take that, Costco.
Yeah, right. So what's Costco selling it for? Are they selling it for less than $1.38? This is
no, they are doing $1.50, and that's something that they've always had since the 80s, and they're like, it is never going to raise.
Right. Okay. Whoop, and then we're going to go down. Why did they lower it by 12 cents was the question. Sam's Club folks say that a dime and two pennies might not seem like much. We agree. When it comes to one transaction on one hot dog combo, it's 12 cents. So what? But there's a bigger story here. This is a signal that's indicative of the journey we're on to make the Sam's Club membership the most valuable subscription you have by saving you 12 cents. Okay, good for you. God love them. All right, let's see what else have we got time for here. Starbucks is giving away free reusable red cups to celebrate the holidays. Is that a big deal? You care?
Oh, yeah.
Those red cups,
those go fast. You have to hurry up and get them before Starbucks opens today.
They give you, is it cheaper to buy the coffee in those red cups, or is it all the same price?
No, it's just a free take-home cup.
Huh.
And it's
all right.
The same.
Well, if that's what you want to do, go to your nearest Starbucks and overpay for a red cup. Bingo. 58:59 past the hour on Good Day.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.